From the Opubco studios at Britain and Broadway, you're listening to a News OK podcast.
Hi, this is Gene Triplett, entertainment editor for the Oklahoman and NewsOK.com. Here to talk about the movies opening November 6th in the Oklahoma City market. And we'll start off with one of the most anticipated films of the holiday season, A Christmas Carol. This is the animated 3D version from director Robert Zemeckis, who brought us Forrest Gump and Castaway. And Jim Carrey now adds his name to the long list of actors who have played the role of Scrooge in A Christmas Carol. The appeal of the part is pretty clear. You get a villain and a redemptive hero rolled into one, plus you spend most of the movie in your pajamas. So, but the allure of Scrooge alone wasn't enough for Carrey. And in this latest incarnation of Dickens' Christmas fable, Carrey plays not only the penny-pinching miser, young and old, but also the three ghosts that visit him, the ghosts of Christmas past, present, and yet to come. But on the whole, the film feels suffocated by its design. And the liveliness of Carrey and the rest of the cast, including Gary Oldman and Colin Firth and Carrie Elwes, struggles to shine through. For a distinctly modern touch, Zemeckis opted to use performance capture animation, having the actors' movements and expressions transferred from live action to animation. He previously employed this technique in The Polar Express and Beowulf. Unfortunately, the characters come across oddly inanimate. Many have vacant, almost ghostly eyes and closer resemble the figures that might be used in an architect's model. It seems a curious design to go to such lengths to have a thoroughly human story so inhuman. So AP basically gives it two humbugs out of four and apparently says take it or leave it. But there is some fun involved. My favorite film opening this week is one that I actually saw and reviewed for the Oklahoman, and it's of course it stars George Clooney in The Men Who Stare at Goats. Not since Cary Grant has an actor of A-list leading man looks and stature been more game for playing the hapless screwball in absurd situations than George Clooney, or as good at it. He did it twice before. For the Coen brothers in Oh Brother, Where Art Thou? And Burn After Reading, and now does his most hilarious turn yet as a psychic warrior working for an experimental U.S. military unit in director Grant Heslov's The Men Who Stare at Goats. Clooney's a little scary, too, which makes him a perfect fit as the protagonist in this Peter Strawhan screenplay that's inspired by John Ronson's nonfiction book about the government's secret efforts to harness paranormal powers to combat its enemies. More of this is true than you might imagine, is how the disclaimer reads at the beginning of this outrageous satire, which seems to bolster the widely held suspicion that crackpots and crazies drive this country's clandestine machine. Reporter Bob Walton, played by Ewan McGregor, doing an excellent American accent, is nursing a broken heart after his wife leaves him for his editor, and he sets off for Iraq at the beginning of the war in order to prove to his ex that he's not a wimp. There he runs into Lynn Skip Cassidy, played by Clooney, who claims to be part of the New Earth Army, a force of supposedly psychic soldiers, or Jedi warriors as they like to call themselves, tasked with devising new non-destructive methods of warfare through mind control. These warrior monks, as they also like to call themselves, are allegedly capable of reading enemies' thoughts, passing through walls, becoming invisible, and seeing activity in distant locales through remote viewing. And oh yes, Skip can kill a goat simply by staring at it really hard. The group was founded by Skip's teacher, the legendary Bill Django, played by Jeff Bridges, who gained his telepathic powers years ago after falling out of a helicopter in Vietnam. Now Django is missing. Skip has entered Iraq, determined to track down his guru, and Bob tags along for the ride of his life, constantly fascinated by Skip's flaky behavior, wild claims, and reckless decision-making that leads them to getting blown up, kidnapped, lost in the desert, and locked in a surrealistic showdown with Skip's longtime resentful rival, Larry Hooper, played by a deliciously despicable Kevin Spacey, who's pulled a treacherous takeover of the PSYOPs program. It's all played mainly for laughs, but with the kind of subversive political edge and touch of darkness Clooney often favors in his projects. The story is, after all, based on real experiments conducted by the Army and the CIA in the 60s, 70s, and 80s. The truth here is that Bridges is beautiful as the new age hippie mind master who teaches tough-minded grunts to dance, smell the flowers, and open their heads. He comes off as a serenely brain-damaged version of the dude. And Clooney is a riot as the paranormal, turning his best, broad, brave, batty comic performance since Old Brothers' Ulysses Everett McGill. I give that one a 3.5. Finally, George has covered a biopic this week, Coco Before Chanel, which is the story of Gabrielle Coco Chanel's rise to fame in France at the turn of the century. She's played very well by Audrey Tautou, best known for her title role in Emily. And she plays Chanel as fighting against a culture of corsets and slowly converting the world to her ideal of feminine beauty. Tautou plays Chanel as a gay mean and startlingly attractive rebellious woman who flouts the conventions of feminine beauty and behavior. Even when Coco Before Chanel gets bogged down in the traditions and strictures of conventional biography, Tautou plays a magnetic force in the film. As the title suggests, Coco Before Chanel ends just as the designer is gaining power in the industry, and the director Fontaine parades the attendant shift in style across the screen. Chanel is seen molding the French woman into her own image, an image that eventually took hold around the world. George gives that one 3 stars. Finally, we have the sci-fi event of the weekend, Fourth Kind. And in it, the star, Mila Jovovich, turns to the camera and says, "I am actress Mila Jovovich," which is about the only true line spoken throughout the film. And as those are pretty much the only true words, thus starts this gimmicky, yes, this really happened, alien abduction horror hooey, according to Roger Moore of the Orlando Sentinel. He gives this one 1.5 stars and recommends staying away. Finally, we have The Box, which is another horror suspense thriller starring Cameron Diaz and James Marsden as a couple who are confronted with a dilemma when someone gives them a box containing a button which, if pushed, would bring them $1 million, but simultaneously take the life of someone somewhere in the world. Would you do it or not, is the question posed. So far on the Rotten Tomatoes site, the film has earned a 54% with 13 reviews counted, and 4 of them rated as fresh, and 6 of them rated as rotten. The full review has yet to appear on the wire, so that might be another one. It's a little bit iffy. And that's pretty much what's opening at the theater this weekend. Thanks for listening in, and we'll talk movies again soon.